All right, Be Visionary, welcome. You've made it to an incredible point in your leadership development program. This is actually it, the final deep dive.
It really is quite an achievement.
It is. To arrive right here at this pivotal moment, we've, you know, spent serious time uncovering your leadership identity, digging into those core values.
Facing down some fears too, I bet.
Absolutely, and finding that inner fuel, the stuff that genuinely drives you. So now it's time to build that crucial bridge.
The bridge from all that introspection to real, tangible action.
Exactly, to your actionable plans.
And look, this is where getting specific is just.
Yeah.
It's everything. You've probably got this powerful vision now, right, of the leader you're becoming.
Mm-hmm.
The next step, though, is to etch that vision with such clarity, such precision, that you can actually start building it. You know the saying.
You can't build what you can't name.
Never truer than right now. Knowing exactly what you need, well, it just lights up the path forward, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. That precision, that's the secret sauce. So, okay, let's unpack this a bit with a key distinction. This is going to be really fundamental for your final blueprint. The difference between a skill and a competency.
Okay, yes. Important difference.
Yeah. Think of a skill as a specific learnable action, something you can literally practice, measure, see yourself getting better at. We're talking tangible things like active listening.
Or maybe crafting a compelling story.
Right. Or even just staying composed when things get heated. Specific actions.
And what's interesting then is that a competency,
yeah,
well, that's broader.
Yeah.
It's a bigger capability. Really a whole bundle of related skills working together.
Okay.
Think about like a top chef. Their overall culinary expertise, that's a huge competency.
Right. Makes sense.
But inside that, what do they have? They've got knife skills. They understand baking science. They can make amazing sauces. Those are the specific skills.
Got it. Skills build up the competency.
Precisely. So in this program, our goal isn't just to say, oh, I need better communication. It's to break that down surgically, almost.
Okay.
To find those exact individual skills that make up great communication for you. That's what makes your development focused, trackable, and frankly, practical.
And that focus, it just makes all the difference, doesn't it? So how do we actually translate all this amazing self-discovery into that concrete roadmap, the skills blueprint, as we're calling it?
Right, the blueprint.
There are basically three key steps, sort of shifts in thinking, and we'll use the tools in your program to help. First, consolidate and deduplicate.
Okay, what does that involve?
You'll go into your master LDP Google Sheet, make a new LDP tab, and just copy all the skills and competencies you identified before from every previous tab into one big list.
I'm bringing it all together.
Exactly. Then you'll use a specific AI prompt we've provided. It helps clean that list up, consolidate similar ideas, removes duplicates. You end up with a single column table called Consolidated Skills and Competencies. Think of it like refining raw gold.
Yeah, getting rid of the noise. This stage isn't just about being tidy, though. It's about making sure you're working from a solid, cohesive foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like laying the bedrock before you build the house, right? Ensures every piece you focus on actually serves a purpose.
Absolutely critical. Okay, step two then is to define and refine with AI.
Using AI again.
Yep. With another specific prompt, you'll use an AI tool to help distinguish between those bigger competencies and the really specific skills based on the definitions we just talked about.
Ah, so breaking things down further.
Exactly. This is where the AI is really helpful. It helps break down concepts like, say, emotional intelligence into actionable bite-sized skills, like maybe recognizing emotional cues in others or managing my own stress responses, specific things.
And why AI for this? I mean, it feels quite personal.
Well, it offers a kind of impartial lens, you know, helps cut through maybe our own biases or vagueness and reveals the underlying structure.
Like a very meticulous editor?
Kind of, making sure every item on your blueprint is precise, turning an abstract idea into something you can actually do.
Okay, that makes sense. Getting tangible.
And finally, step three, finalize the blueprint. You review what the AI helped generate, that really comprehensive list of specific actionable skills. It should be in a nice two-column table first, then you refine it.
Refining it how?
Well, the AI output gives you competency skill in one column and skills to practice in the second. If it's already a specific skill, it appears in both. If it's a competency, that name's in the first column, and the specific skills making it up are listed below it in the second column.
Gotcha.
Your final submission, though, is just taking that second column, the skills to practice, and putting those specific skills into a single column table titled Skills in your LDP tab. That's what you share.
Crystal clear. And that final list, look, this isn't just another assignment to check off.
No, definitely not.
This list of skills, this is your personalized roadmap for growth. It's distilled right from your own journey, all that hard work and reflection. It's ready for action.
It truly is. And with that, be visionary.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, huge congratulations on completing the Leadership Development Program.
All that effort you've put in throughout this program, it's now ready to translate into real-world impact. We really wish you immense success on your journey ahead. Go build something amazing.